So let's review. The Gemara describes the chilazin, the creature that is used to obtain the tcheles dye. Chilazin, gufei dem liyam, v'yasa dem ledag. Its color is similar to the sea, and its form is similar to a fish. V'ayla echel eshem shana, uvedame tzeven tcheles, lafikech dam avikarm. It rises only once in every 70 years, and its blood is used for the tcheles dye. Therefore, it's very expensive. The Gemara proceeds to describe the great hashivas of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Ein lecha kol mitzvah kala sheksuva b'tayre she'in matan schar b'olam hazeh olayim haba. Every mitzvah in the Torah carries a great reward in this world and the next, and this is illustrated in the following well-known incident about tzitzis. There was a person who was extremely careful with the mitzvah of tzitzis, who was once about to sin with a zayna, and his tzitzis thread slapped him in the face and reminded him of the twice mentioned words, Ani Hashem Lekechem, which we expound, Ani hu she'asad li para, v'ani hu she'asad l'sham schar. Hashem promises to punish those who transgress His commandments and to reward those who keep them, which caused them to refrain from the Avera. This woman was very impressed with the power of Torah mitzvahs and decided to convert. She came before Reb Chiya, where she was accepted as a Ger Tzedek, a genuine convert, and Reb Chiya allowed them to get married. This story illustrates the power of tzitzis to shield a person from Averis. And the Gemara concludes, Zetman schar boil mazeh, ulo'il mabo eni yedeya kama. This is merely the reward in this world, and we cannot even estimate the reward in the next world. The Gemara continues with the halach of tzitzis. Tala she'ulo, kol shleishim yeim petur min tzitzis, mikam ve'ele chayevis. A borrowed garment is exempt from tzitzis for the first 30 days. However, after 30 days, it is obligated in tzitzis. Tesis explains, the mideraisa petur lo'ilam. That minatar borrowed garment is exempt from tzitzis forever, because the pasuk says gedilim tasalach alar bekamis kesuscha shetachasav, and we expound kesuscha v'leish lachem. One is not obligated to affix tzitzis to a garment belonging to another person, and that is only midrabanan that after 30 days is obligated to affix tzitzis, because the adla midyoyim sarvi inchi d'sheulahi de'ein derek she'ela yaser. The first 30 days people understand that it's a borrowed garment. However, after 30 days people will assume that it's his garment, because it's uncommon to borrow a garment for more than 30 days. The Gemara cites a similar brayso regarding mezuzah. Hador bepuntiki be'eretz Yisrael, v'asoich ha'bayis b'chutz la'aretz. One who lives in an inn in Eretz Yisrael, or rents a house outside of Eretz Yisrael, kol shleishim yeim patem in a mezuzah, mikam ve'ele chayev. For the first 30 days, he's exempt from affixing a mezuzah. Afterwards, he's obligated. However, v'asoich ha'bayis be'eretz Yisrael, eis a mezuzah la'altem mishum yishuv de'eretz Yisrael. One who rents a house in Eretz Yisrael is immediately obligated to fix a mezuzah because of the mitzvah to settle Eretz Yisrael. Since one is not allowed to take the mezuzah off when he moves, he will be encouraged to stay. There's a machlokes rishonim where they rented houses mechuyev b'mezuzah midaraisa, which is, of course, beyond the scope of our review. The Gemara continues with the Mishnah Daf Lamed Ches, which ruled tefillah shel yad, einim akeves eshel reish, v'shel reish einim akeves eshel yad. The tefillah shel reish and the tefillah shel yad are not essential to each other, and each one is an independent mitzvah. The Gemara explains, leishano ele sheyesh loy, aval ein loy ma'akeves. This is only if he has both tefillin, but only wears one of them. The Mishnah teaches, as Rashi writes, "Vim einu manich ela achas oisa mitzvah miyakayim." He has fulfilled at least this one mitzvah. However, if he only has one, he should not wear it, because Gezerish and Meyivsha were concerned that he will be negligent and not seek to obtain the second one. However, the Gemara retracts this ruling, because man de les leitrei mitzvahs chad mitzvah nami le'avid. If one does not have the ability to perform two mitzvahs, should he not even perform one mitzvah? The Gemara stresses the severity of failing to fulfill various mitzvahs. One who does not wear tefillin transgresses 8 positive commandments, one for each of the 4 parashas contained in each tefillin. One who does not wear tzitzis on his 4-corner garment transgresses 5 positive commandments, one for each time the Torah mentions tzitzis. A kohen who does not go up to bless the people transgresses 3 positive commandments, one for each bracha. One who does not place a mezuzah on his doorpost transgresses 2 positive commandments, because the Torah twice writes, uchsavtem uchsavtem. The Gemara now returns to discuss the halachas of various menachas, beginning with a minchas nesachim, the mincha offering that accompanied nesachim, wine libations. Zok the Mishnah, haseilis v'hashemen eima akvin nesayayin v'lo hayayin ma'akvan. The flour and the oil of the mincha are not essential to the wine, nor is the wine essential to them. The Gemara cites a brayso regarding the minchas nesachim. U'minchasa b'niskehem, havi mincha v'achkach havi nesachim. The pasuk implies that the mincha is brought immediately after the carbon, before the wine. However, Rebbe Yomer, zevach u'nesachim, havi zevach v'achkach havi nesachim. The nesachim are brought immediately after the carbon, and only afterwards does one bring the mincha. The Gemara points out that both Pesukim are needed for different drashas. Menchasa v'niskeyem b'layla, menchasa v'niskeyem afal l'machar. One can bring the mincha at night, or on a separate day from the carbon. Ein nesachem miskatshin ele b'shchitas hazevach. The wine becomes bound to its carbon only once that carbon is slaughtered. David the Gemara explains, b'voyimim hazevach, dukol amalei pligi de mincha v'ach kech nesachem. All agree that if the mincha and the nesachem are brought on the same day as the carbon, the mincha comes first, as the pasuk says, oilo u'mincha. Rather, ki pligi b'voyim b'fnei atzman. They disagree regarding a minchas nesachem brought on a separate day. The Rabbana hold midaboyim hazevach mincha v'ach kech nesachem. B'fnei atzman nami mincha v'ach kech nesachem. The same halacha applies, and the mincha comes first. However, Rebbe holds hasam hu de'aydi de'aschal ba'achila gamala l'kula milsa da'achila. When they accompany the carbon, we complete the avodah with the edible items before offering the wine a liquid. However, b'fnei atzman nesach madifi held the misamra shira alayu. When they are offered separately, the wine takes precedence because the shira is sung while pouring the wine. The Mishnah concludes, Hamatana sha'al mizbeach achitzin ema akve zu azu. The blood applications on the outer mizbeach, such as the four matanas of a karban chatas, or the shtei matanas shehin arba, are not essential to each other, as the pasuk says, v'dam zevechecha yishavech al mizbeach Hashem lekecha v'abasu teichel. Even if only a single pouring was done, it is valid, and the meat may be eaten.